This is a really new and exciting initiative. It's a business challenge competition where we initially invited people from across Papua New Guinea who had bright ideas for entrepreneurship to propose their ideas and their plans. We received 300 plus ideas, and from those 300, what we did was select 40 of the best ideas that we thought would be practical, could be developed further and so on, and would really address some of the challenges that Papua New Guinea faces in terms of innovation and people taking action themselves rather than always looking to government to do things.
Can you give me a few examples of the ideas that entrepreneurs are coming up with?
Firstly, in terms of sectors, a major set of ideas have been around agriculture, getting food and produce to markets, work on education, on consumers, healthcare. For example, at the moment, most of the mushrooms in Papua New Guinea are imported from Australia. But there is actually a group of people who can produce mushrooms, and they're thinking about how can they market those, how can they ensure that they can get a good supply of mushrooms into all of the major supermarkets and so on in Papua New Guinea. So there's a huge amount around agriculture. There's work around solar-powered ICT schemes for schools, work on cervical cancer and diagnosis of cancer and other major illnesses in Papua New Guinea. There's a whole range of things around e-commerce as well.
Are these ideas going to make a real difference?
We think that they are going to make a real difference. The next stage of the competition will be that each of these entrepreneurs, the 40 that were selected, are now going through business mentorship, how to pitch their ideas and so on. And then they will pitch their ideas to a set of venture capitalists and also to development organizations who hopefully will provide seed money to take these ideas further. We think that also there are many of these ideas will create jobs in Papua New Guinea. And having talked to all of these entrepreneurs, I know that most of them are really geared up to, regardless of whether they get funding or not, they want to see their ideas put into practical action. So we think that they are going to make a real difference in Papua New Guinea.